Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assistant in chaplaincy work at the university there, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Loyalty to a Law That is New. And the reading is from the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not imagine that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, the one who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven, but the one who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, there is a power of material in both the first reading today from Deuteronomy and, as we just heard, in the Gospel of the Sermon on the Mount according to Matthew, to lead the preacher to speak of law, of customs, of traditions handed down over centuries, if not millennia, and indeed to speak of the benefit promised in the sacred texts, benefit promised and assured in the loyalty to the tradition of our forebears. Matthew's text makes a point, as we heard, a point of underlining that Jesus' aim and goal was not to abolish the laws and customs that had for centuries enabled his Jewish ancestors to build a society, to forge some cohesion in their land, and to some degree at least, lead to the formation and sustenance of a peaceful living. In the words of St. Paul, writing to the Galatians, the law of Moses was our tutor, bringing us to Christ, to find in faith in Jesus our very justification. I want to go a step further, though, if you'll bear with me for another couple of moments. These readings from sacred scripture are chosen as the basis of my meditation because they are, as I say, the text being used in Catholic churches worldwide. And in my view, if those preparing and publishing the Roman Missal had chosen to underline any specific text used during the Eucharist, it would have been the final words expressed by the celebrant of the Eucharist in the consecration of wine, "Do this in memory of me." This practice, now 2,000 years young, is the Christian method of being loyal to the laws and customs handed down to us, since in Jesus we have believed in and welcomed the new Moses, who has not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but rather, as we heard, to complete them. The law of Moses and the hope-filled words of the Hebrew prophets prepared a people that might be enabled to see, recognize, and accept as their Savior, the Son of Mary, Jesus of Nazareth. In solemnly and joyfully recording his, to many, incredible words at the Last Supper, shortly before his arrest and mock trial, Jesus speaks of the bread they share at table and of the cup of wine they pass around and share as his own body and blood, no less. The disciples, in doing this precisely day after day in memory of the risen Lord Jesus, we practice our loyalty and dedication to the new law, to the one who fulfilled the prophetic promises. And from such loyalty to the tradition of the Christian disciples, and to the traditions thus of the church that gathers these disciples for prayer and for Christian action, for love of God and love of neighbor, here come the peace that Christ bequeathed to his disciples and promised they would enjoy, and come into the stability of a united church of disciples who gladly and faithfully renew the tradition of Christ and his message, his law, each time they meet and each time they go out and spread the gospel. The season of Lent, think of Lent, the old German word for springtime. The season of Lent enables us more than in other seasons to consider what fresh growth is required in our own lives, and to consider again in the weeks leading up to Good Friday how much God loves us in the gift of his Son, whose loving giving of himself right up to the end, including death, made that Friday just good.